It's time to find out what's happening on the Pine River with the Pine River Report. Marty Richards is here from Greater Richland Tourism. Marty, how's it looking on the river?
Yeah, so really from our last report, not a ton of change, Phil. Good news, we've gotten some nice rain, so the river level's great. No problem of fellas that might carry a little extra girth in the kayak of scraping bottom. So we should be good there, no matter where they go. From Rockbridge, again, open and really in good shape. From Rockbridge down to the County D, Steamboat Rock, Highway 80 landing, very good condition. Everything is passable and really good there. Again, I know a lot of folks really want to do that section from Bowens Mill to Mill Park, Mill Pond Park. And right now we know we've got three big blockages that we're hoping we can get a couple crews together here in the next week and really make a change on that. But really, for up to date, you know, if you really are looking to do a section and you want a little help and guidance, or you need to rent kayaks or rent life preservers, full outfitting service, you can always call 13 Pines RC, 608-608-0932. And Jen or Dennis or Graham, someone will help you out and really keep you up to date if river conditions change. But I know the rain we got here in the last week or two was welcome rain, because the river was getting a little low there for a while. We had that dry spell earlier, but now the river condition as far as flow looks really good.
What's the preference for kayaks? Because you can get them where you sit down in them. You can get them where you sit kind of on the top. Does it really matter?
Yeah, well, it matters. Depends on your balance, you know, ability. And so when I've been frequent to do yoga, which I actually get in spells where I do that, then sitting up higher is not a problem, Phil. But because it takes a little balance on those, although, you know, they're shorter. A kayak's a lot shorter than a canoe, so you can navigate around things. And if you sit up higher, it does give you just a hair bit more of a workout. A kayak that where you sit down a little bit lower, that's a little tougher to tip over. Also, you know, it just can handle things a little easier sometimes. If you do get in, like Mill Pond Park there's a little bit of rapids from the dam that was taken out. And when you get into rough water, which we don't have much on the Pine, it's just that one spot, that can be useful if you're sitting a little lower in the water. So for those of us who, as we get into advanced ages and our balance starts to go kittywampus on us a little bit, a lower sitting kayak tends to be a little better for stability, but it's also good for us to sit in that kayak where you do sit up on the water a little more so that you can test your balance or improve your balance.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good question we haven't tackled on this report before. Lots of things going on this weekend here in the Richland Center area, right?
Yeah, you know, so last weekend we talked all about the music, the live music that was available, but we didn't take this weekend off either. There's a ton of live music. First, I should mention Walk with Grace, of course, is Friday night at Crosscut Park, and we'd encourage folks to go support that effort. You know, it's a really good cause, some really good food trucks available, as well as recognizing some folks that still are with us because of the efforts of Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. So we really encourage folks to support that. But also, if you're going for a time and then looking for something else to do, we always remind folks that Central Boarding House, Margie, has live music. That would be tonight, Friday night, August 14th. Caravan is going to be playing. And Caravan is a group from Madison. They've been here before. And they've traveled internationally to play. And they're really good. They play a wide range of music, American swing, jazz, Latin, waltz, even European folk. So there's a lot that you can enjoy there at the Central Boarding House in case of rain, because that's an outdoor stage behind the Central Boarding House Antiques and Gifts. If it rains, then they move that to the AD German Warehouse and the 1921 AD Lounge at 300 South Church Street. So and they're always open on Fridays as well. You can stop in, but they don't want to compete with Margie when she has music, so there's no music tonight. Also this weekend, though, English Prairie Distilling, we haven't talked much about them, in the reports, but they have a lot going on with live music this weekend. They have Rachel Neal. She'll be playing today from 5:30 to 8:30. And then whether you're a friend or a fan of going to distilleries or mocktails are your thing, English Prairie is a really good place to go as well. And then tomorrow night, one of my favorite local artists, Michael Johnson, will be playing at English Prairie Distilling again, 5:30 to 8:30. I really enjoy Michael. I don't know if he enjoys when I come because I'm always requesting yacht rock type songs. Kenny Loggins. I really like Kenny Loggins. And I think when Michael sees me coming, he kind of gets a little nervous because he's going to request one of those songs again. But I'm sorry, Michael. I'm trying not to do that every time we see each other. But and then also Wild Hills Winery also has live music as well. So Seth James, that's tonight up at Wild Hills Winery. So a lot of live, that's a ton of live music, actually. There's several options tonight and tomorrow night, along with Walk with Grace. So a lot going on. I should mention the Branding Iron. They actually take a week here where they're taking their break. And I have every now and then people locally will say, well, wait a minute, we've got some restaurants that do that. You know, right now, China Inn, they take their two-week break. And I know at Turbo's, Scott and Kristen need a break every now and then. I got a little bit of reference to this now. Terry and I went out to Spokane and did charcuterie boards for 130 of my daughter's closest friends for her wedding. And I understand now why restaurateurs need a break, because we did that one time and served 130 people. And yeah, those folks deserve a break. So the Branding Iron is on break this weekend. However, they'll kick it off again next Friday with their fish fry. Don't forget Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday nights. They're open as well starting next week with their hamburger menu. But fish fry next Friday, one of the best in the area. We encourage that you check that out.
Awesome. Sounds good. Marty, anything else you want to add with this week's report?
No, I I had a little break myself, and so I'm excited to kind of go back, take a fresh look at, we do have three blockages on the pine there that we need to get after. So that's a warning. The folks that helped me out probably will quit answering their phones this week, but we do. We need to get attention to that. We really want to get that section open from Bowens Mill to Mill Pond Park.
Got to have some open heart Pine River surgery get those blockages taken care of.
I just got my chainsaw out of the hospital.
Okay.
So Norm took care of that for me, and it's ready to go. So once it's ready to go, then I have to be ready.
Hopefully he waterproofed it for you.
I don't know if that's possible.
We'll have more coming up next week on the Pine River Report.